Track conditions, Royal Randwick tomorrow, heavy eight as it stands. The rail out 3 metres. The weather forecast for tomorrow is for, what was that weather forecast, Clarkey? I did it earlier this morning. Come on. You're always on to me with
rain.
The weather.
You would have said chance of showers, bit of sun, bit of rain, overcast, 30 knots of wind.
Okay, here we go. This is for Tab Epsom Day. Cloudy, high chance of showers,
tick,
most
tick.
Likely in the morning.
Oh, that's nice.
And a top of 18 degrees. Up to 6 mils of rain forecast for the day. And
any
for grand final day.
Any wind?
Yeah, there 30
is. 30 knots.
Well, it says wind south to southeasterly, 15 to 25 kilometres per hour, becoming light in the late evening.
Okay.
That's tomorrow.
Stay off the water, Loz.
Sunday grand final day, shower or two clearing. Partly cloudy, medium chance of showers in the morning and afternoon, up to 3 mils of rain for grand final day. But the track at Randwick, so a heavy eight. In the last 24 hours, there's been 11.5 mils of rain. And that takes it up to 28.8 mils in the last 7 days. So, look, it's heavy track. Tomorrow's a heavy track at Randwick.
Covers. Okay. You know, I actually thought about it. You know I'm going to go to? Because he'll be keen on this. The Shark. Greg Norman. He's the right man.
Opportunity.
He's the right man. He doesn't care what other people
fund
think,
it.
Mate. He'll fund covers for racetracks.
Okay.
I reckon he's our man.
Tell us how you go.
Yep.
Dean Lester's mail, courtesy of JR down south. And Dean Lester's best for Flemington tomorrow is this. Tab Turnbull Stakes Day. Cracking day there at Flemington as well. As well as, of course, Tab Epsom Day here at Randwick. So here we go. Dean Lester, he likes. And this was the one that Brad Davidson just mentioned as well. So these are his two best bets. Firstly, race two, number 7, Visionari, which is a $1.90 chance with Tab. Dino also likes race 6, number 10, Interpretation. So race 6, number 10, Interpretation. Craig Williams rides for Kira Mara and David Eustace. That's a $4.60 chance and favourite in that race. His roughy is in race 4, and I actually had a tip for this earlier in the week, I think yesterday or the day before. Race 4, number 8, Exolita. Mick D rides for Ben and JD Hayes. It's a $9.50 chance and $3 the place. Race 4, number 8, Exolita, is Dino's roughie. Happy with that, Loz? I'll be happier when you tell us your multi, actually.
So I've got a horse that's trying to finish top 4 in that race where Dino has his best long shot. Mm. So this is what we're going to do tomorrow for our Sticky Wings BSB multi. We're going Flemington race 4, number 6, Odium, to run top 4 into Randwick race 10, number 7, Cole Crusher, to run top 2. And that is paying, well, it was paying $15.
Heavily backed loss.
Last time I saw, it may have tightened up a touch, has
yeah,
it, Middle?
It's into $13.
$13.
$13 is the big sports breakfast best on the Tab app, the Tab website. Just click on sports and then today's offers. Someone's saying, I can't find today's offers on the Tab app. I just saw it. I just went there.
Don't
honestly,
get angry.
I think a couple of people were complaining. I don't think anybody would bother.
If anyone's
even bothering to try.
If anyone has any complaints, wait till 9 o'clock.
Because, right, when we're off.
I'm walking
yeah, well,
straight
when Munzee comes on
oh, yeah.
at 9 o'clock on Rating HQ,
oh my God.
And he loves talking about the app and people that have complaints. Don't you, Munz? You love it. And he's got all the answers too, Munz.
You guys,
he knows it better than I do.
We're just handballing. Just putting it on his chest. Yes. He's just running straight through. Regan Campbell-Gillard.
He loves it.
The Racing League is off to a flyer with 14 wins from 12 runners to the track across the 3 eastern states. An extraordinary strike rate. And TRL goes to a new level this Saturday with 3 runners on the same day, including team captain in the Bar Cummings there at Flemington. If he wins, he's an automatic qualifier for the Melbourne Cup. Imagine that you could own a Melbourne Cup runner. That's right, you can still buy in today for just $260 and own your share of a potential Melbourne Cup runner. Simply go to trl.net. That's trl.net. AFSL license 223671. Mitch, good morning.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Have you got a tip for us?
I certainly do. Grand final day, anything can happen, but this is my prediction. I think Penrith will win. I think Simonson might be worth a couple of tries. I also believe Isaiah Yeo, Appy Coruscant, going to find some tired forwards. So three tries to Penrith. I think there'll be a penalty at some stage from the Eels, so a penalty to Penrith as well. But I also think that the power forwards are worth some points. So I'm going to go 20-6, and Nathan Cleary, Clyde Churchill.
We don't even have to watch the game now, Mitch. You've got it all sorted for us.
Load up, lad.
I love it. 20-6.
I like how you went wide and there. Bailey Simonson, what a couple of trots.
I just think, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm in no position to be critical to anyone, but I just think he might be, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd love to see him play well, Bailey. It's a big ask for him.
Yeah.
He played well last week, though. He played well against...
Tuesday, Monday, eh?
Yeah, or well, Tuesday, actually.
No, I call him Monday. I'm happy to take the call Monday. I'll be in a perfect state for phone calls.
Good on you, Mitch.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
Thanks for the call, mate. I've had a text from a bloke we know, Sludge, as well, Loz, who says, defence will be brutal. Para 7-6. RCG, first try in Churchill. Old school, retro grand final, 7-6. What was that, 85? Canterbury St George? Oof. I think it was 7-6.
What was the score in last year's semi-final when they played each other? That
8-6.
Was a low-scoring game.
That was 8-6.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if it's a low-scoring game. I think anything can happen, obviously, but grand finals. But I just think it's going to be really tight. Really, really tight. And the halves will have a massive say with their kicking games, how this game turns out.
Would you like Golden Point?
Well, it's extra time, then Golden Point.
Yeah, I like it.
If it would you like? Yeah, would you like to see, as a spectator?
Yeah, spectator.
Would you like to see a team win and lose in Golden Point?
Yeah. I wonder how it is for a supporter of your team, whether you'd rather...
Nah, I reckon you'd rather
either win big, lose big, or go to extra time and lose.
Extra time, lose, I think it'd be okay.
Win it big, but like that emotion... You know, you get that extra time, you're unsure.
Do you want to ask Balmain fans, Loss?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. The number one is to win in...
normal time.
Normal time by plenty. So you can sit back and just relax and enjoy the last 20 minutes. Yeah.
By one in normal time is fine.
But, you know, getting down to the last couple of minutes when your team...
Tragic.
You'd prefer to win earlier, wouldn't you? Yeah. If you're a fan, just have it all over. Although some people love the contest. But when you're a neutral, you just want to see a great game.
For sure.
And you want to see it get to extra time. And the longer, the better.
We probably haven't made enough of this for tonight. Loz's horse, Foxy Cleopatra, is race one at Moonee Valley. Well, it's this afternoon, 5:15. And she is 260 into 240 this morning. And, yeah, the deduction. No, that's the deduction. No, it was earlier. So, yeah, 260 to 240. So, give her strength.
Go the
tonight.
Fox.
Blake Shin booked for the ride. Have you called Blake? Are you going to give him some instructions?
No instructions.
901. You just call it 901. No. Do you speak to him? Do you give him a call?
No.
Stay out of it.
Stay out of it.
But what if something doesn't go to your liking? Will you be buzzing him tomorrow?
No.
You just leave it.
Stay right out of it.
You don't want to be one of those owners, Clarky.
That's good.
Yeah. Until I'm in the mounting yard.
I'm definitely not calling in, mate.
They're there.
No, you leave the jockeys. Let them
do their thing.
Do their thing, mate.
Back them. Like it.
Back them 100%. If you don't, you know what you do? Take them off.
Get someone else. I just saw Bumrah has been ruled out of the India T20 World Cup squad.
We carded him the other day, actually.
Well, maybe that's why. T20. Sounds like he might have stresses in his back.
That's a blow for them.
Mate, that's massive. He Bowls in well 2020 here. Cricket, he's probably been there... Over the last couple of years, he's probably been their best. Mm. So that's a huge loss for India. A
couple of weeks out. You're commentating, aren't you, Clark?
I am commentating, okay.
Looking forward. The pup back on the airwaves. Bring
it
on.
Ages. I said, I'll get back in the chair.
How long's the tournament?
Start to finish is just under 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Yeah. I think, you know what? It's right on 4 weeks. October 13, I think, is the first game to November
13. So all games or just Australian games?
No, I've got a number of different games. Yep. I do that India-Pakistan game. Oof. I'm doing that. There's some Aussie games I'm not doing. I'm not going to Perth. I think I'm based pretty much Sydney, Melbourne, Brizzy.
Perfect.
And then I think it's a semi in Adelaide, semi in Sydney, final MCG.
Just on losing grand finals in extra time, this text from a Broncos fan, boys. I'm happy for extra time. Golden Point is heartbreaking. I'm still picking up the pieces.
I agree with that.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
no. Finals, extra time, please.
I think that's common sense. I like that there is extra time. Yeah, good call.
We got more tips to get through here, and then we got a special guest in about 6-7 minutes' time. So, Luke, morning to you.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are we?
Yeah, really well, thanks, mate. What's your result in Churchill medalist?
Yeah, I like Dylan Edwards. I think clear up is too short, so I think Dylan Edwards is probably a sneaky chance of getting it, and I think Panthers win.
Score?
I reckon 18-12 for Panthers.
18-12. Thanks, Luke. We got Robbo. Go for it, Robbo. How are you?
Good, boys. How are we all in there?
Outstanding.
Doing well, buddy.
Yeah, you sounded good. It's Friday. That's why.
Always. It's amazing where this energy comes from.
All right. Penrith 28-12. I just thought that the first half last week, or the first 20 minutes, they were just out of sorts because they've had so much time off, and they finished very strongly. I think they'll just do it that way. Cleary for the Churchill medal. I just can't see. You've got to lose one to win one. Now, it's been 36 years, the old saying goes, or whatever it is, but Parramatta. So, but if they're ever going to win one, this is Parramatta's chance because of what they're losing next year. I can't see them getting there. But anyway, Penrith to win. And can I have a shout out, boys?
Of course you can.
Yeah, well, you blokes might want to get a hold of this chap. Greg Matheson, the coach of Newtown, the last 14, he's been with the club for nearly 20-odd years. He's had two premierships, a state cup, and 1,000 preliminary finals and semi-finals. He's resigned. He's going to be head of coaching, and they've got a new coach coming in. An outstanding effort for a royal club, man. And the players he's brought through, like Will Kennedy and Toby, what's he down at Cronulla? There's just a host of back over the years, Llewellys and all those, have all trained under him and have progressed under him. So he might be one that you might want to get hold of and have a chat to.
Okay, good stuff, Robbo. Appreciate it. Good call out. No, thanks, mate. We've got Wayne. G'day, Wayne.
G'day, boys.
What's your prediction, mate?
First of all, that Munsey's been tipping a lot of winners on that punters panel too. You should ask him for a tip.
Munz?
He's been going real good, Munz, on the tip.
Mate, he can tip him.
Yep. And the other thing is, I've been thinking about the tactics Parramatta should use. And they should use what Tommy Donica said years ago, what to do with Andrew Johns. They've got to bash him and chicken wing him and knee him and squirrel grip him and stick his fingers in his mouth and do all that good stuff. Because that's the only chance he's got of getting Cleary out of the game, mate, I reckon, anyway.
That's funny. The old Tommy, I remember that. I remember it was on 2GB. They interviewed Tommy, and Tommy was talking about how he needed to shut down Joey. That was one of the funniest bits of radio I've heard. But yeah, you were right. But unfortunately, you can't do that anymore.
What's your prediction, Wayne? We've got to get your prediction. What give us the scoreline, Clive Churchill medal winner.
18-10, Para, and I'm going for Mitchell Moses. Good on you, Para.
Good on you, Wayne. Thank you. We've got and Duffy. G'day, Duffy. How are you?
Good, boys. How are you?
Yeah, really good.
Good,
thanks.
Duff. How are you, buddy?
Can I try to say something first, Laurie? Could you say happy birthday to my daughter? She is 11 today, Georgia.
Yeah, happy birthday, Georgia. I hope you're having a great day and hope Dad surprises you today.
Yeah, she'll get a few of them. It's my birthday on grand final day as well, so we're having a big party.
Good stuff, mate. Who do you like in the grand final?
I like Panthers to win 31-26.
High-scoring game, yep.
And kick our man of the match.
Jeez, that's a scoreline, 31-26. That'd be an exciting game.
Yeah, I think it'll be a big open game, I think, on Sunday.
Like it. No, good on you, Duffy. Appreciate it. And happy birthday to you. Have a great birthday to Georgia, and to Georgia as well. I'm sure you got a great weekend in store. Now, deliciously flaky pastry on top, a bottom which is rolled extra thin. A filling of 100% lean Aussie beef. I'm talking about Garlo's pies, the only pies you should be putting on your plate. And Garlo's pies are simply bursting with flavour. There's heaps of flavours to choose from. Here's a thought. Take it right off from cooking. Grab a Garlo's family pie for the whole crew. They're available in all Coles and Woolworths stores. Remember, we are located in the chilled meals section. If you can't find us, ask for Garlo's pies by name. Garlo's pies, they're thin on pastry. They're big on meat. Oh, Loz Hutchie, who's a good fella and a good tipster down south, he's apparently tipped Foxy Cleopatra as a best bet today, according to one of our listeners on the text line. So
there you go, Mido. I didn't know that.
He's got to give you a little bit of confidence.
Oh, anytime good judges assess your horse and think it can win.
Oh, yeah.
We always take that as a positive rather than a negative.
When I reckon Foxy's going to win. She's going to start the weekend well for us.
Well, I hope so. Pupster, it'll be a good result if she can win tonight.
I'm confident.
T's got a big weekend, fellas. This bloke is going to call his first NRL Grand Final for the Nine Network.
What an honour.
Matt Thompson, good morning to you. Tomo, how are you?
Hello, gents. I'm good.
Mate. Nervous, Matty?
Not really.
Really?
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, it's a big occasion, absolutely.
For
and
sure.
I'm just excited for the game. And look, I'm a footy fan, first and foremost, so I'm just looking forward to being out there and getting an up-close view of it all. But I just think it's going to be a wonderful grand final. But, you know, there'll be a few nerves, I suppose. But the Origin this year was a big deal. So I kind of managed to get through that and get that out of the way. So I think that might have been the hardest bit. But, you know, I think it'll be a highly watched game. I don't know what the record ratings are, but I reckon there's a chance that the record might go on Sunday, because I just think the support for these two clubs is so great that everyone's going to want to see what happens firsthand.
Matty, I want to ask you, mate, with commentary, is it like a player? Because, you know, a player... You play your regular season games. You come to Origin, you're up and about, you're excited, and, you know, you're emotional and you're ready to go, and you reach that peak performance. And then you get to a grand final and you're up and about. What's the difference between you and what do you have to do differently between Origins, grand finals, and a normal Sunday afternoon football game, say?
Well, I hope you're not asking me to comment about being a player, Laurie, because I've never strapped on a pair of boots in my life. But, look, I understand the point you make. Look, I suppose when you do what I do, every game is important in that you're trying to engage the audience, and we've got a product that we've got to produce every week. It's obviously a significant financial investment. So, but, you know, the big games are the most watched games, so they're the ones that you want to make sure that you do the best job you can on. But you're conscious of the big events, no doubt. So the more people watching, the more you want to make sure you get it right. For me, I just think, I try to prepare well for all the games I call, but with Origin in particular this year, I was really thorough, and I'll be the same on Sunday, just so whenever something comes up that you might need to throw in, or, you know, if you need something to pull something off the top of your head, you kind of got it there. You're not paddling. So that's sort of the main thing for me, I think.
Matty, what about... we're talking about Rabs earlier this morning and the legacy that he's left and the career he had. And I think there's something on Channel 9 tonight, you know, going through his journey and how amazing it's been. Do you learn lessons from him? Do you take things from him? Obviously, you've got your own style and your own way, but, you know, I think about, for me, with cricket commentary, for example, I watch or listen through my career to certain commentators, and I think you do sort of take little bits and pieces and hope you sound like that, or hope you can bring that into your own style. Is that what it's like for you?
100%, yeah. For me, I mean, I was lucky that when I was really young, I suppose, I don't know how, but I realised I kind of wanted to pursue a sports media career, and then that quickly evolved into an ambition to call. So I suppose when you have that in the forefront of your mind, you're always trying to learn from the great broadcasters, and, man, he's the best of them, and he's been a fixture in everyone's lounge rooms for 40-odd years. So, yeah, I mean, you listen to how he calls the games. And look, you guys know, I mean, he's called all the great games you played in, Laurie. I mean, His voice is the one that sits over the top of all the great moments. So whenever you watch it back, it's Rabs there describing it to you. So you've got to take a bit out of that. I mean, he did big moments better than any broadcaster I've heard. So I think that's one thing. You've got to try and you've got to nail the moment. And look, again, it sounds boring, but he's a great preparer as well, Rabs. I mean, he knows a rule book inside out. He knows the junior club the bloke played for. He knows, you know, all those sorts of things. So, yeah, there's absolutely lessons, and I've been fortunate to work with him for a long time now. So it's been a wonderful grounding for me.
And as a commentator, Matty, do you like to just roll up an hour beforehand, 2 hours beforehand? Do you like to get into the box and try, you know, the headsets out, get comfortable? What's your sort of routine that you go through?
I get a bit antsy on game day, which is, I like to get there early, but only because you get a free feed. And I like to get myself. Oh, I just like to get up. Look, do you know what? As I'm getting older, I'm starting to sound a bit more like Rabs. I get scared of traffic.
Don't worry, mate. Won't be long. One GF, you'll be flying in the chopper.
Oh, yeah. I think he's got that parked in his backyard. No, I really, because I don't want to get caught in traffic, and I want to get there and get set up and be comfortable. Then I'll try and get there early-ish on Sunday, but there's so much footy out there, I might get there at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just sort of comparing it to a footballer, to a commentator, because it's a big game, big occasion, and you know everyone's listening and watching. Are you a guy that you like to talk to a lot of people before the game, or do you just like to go away and stay in your own little space and go through what you need to do?
No, I'm not really. I don't brush people or anything like that, but you kind of just think a bit about what you want to say. Yeah. And for me,
because I hated talking to people on the day of a game. Mm. I just didn't want to have a long, engaged conversation. My mind was elsewhere.
Yeah. I'm probably a bit like that, but we got some great resources, at our disposal at night. I mean, David Middleton's one of them, and he's a good mate of mine, and we've worked really closely for a long time. So I'll often ask him some questions, sort of sitting out there and just get things right in my head. But as the time draws closer to going on air, I sort of try and get a bit more focused, and I like to try and get the start of the broadcast right as well. I think that's a really important grounding. It's a bit like the first set of a game, Loz. If you make it blue, you're on the back foot. So I don't try and get that right. But no, I look, you know, people, my family might think I'm a grouch, but I try to be as normal as possible.
Before you go, Tomo, I know you love your ponies, and as someone who used to, you know, steer me into such quality gallopers such as Largo Ladd about a decade or so.
Is he a good
so
judge or not before you ask him for a tip? We're about to find out. There's no pressure here, Matty.
Come on, give us one.
What, for the weekend?
Yeah. The Epsom day tomorrow, you had a look?
Well, I thought that the horse that's got the heavy track form is the one that's probably best suited, isn't it? What's you know what? I actually haven't had that close look at them, to be honest. I've been a bit preoccupied, as you might be aware.
Yeah, right, fair enough. Fair call.
Cross talk.
Okay.
Cross talk. And I think Desert Icon will win in Melbourne too.
What will? Sorry, did you say?
Desert
Icon. Okay, great. Mm. All right, crosstalk in the Epsom.
I've put the slice on those two.
I'll tell you what, you're copping on Tuesday. Yeah. If they don't win. They're unforgiving, the listeners, mate.
Oh, my God.
Tom, great to speak to you, mate, and enjoy Sunday, and hope it all goes well for you.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy the game. I think it's going to be a cracker.
Last night, the Opals beat Belgium 86-69. And Kayla George led them with 19 points. Lauren Jackson played 14 minutes and she scored 12 points. Outstanding contribution she had. And tonight it is Australia and China at the Sydney Superdome. And the market we tab, there's been money for the Opals here. We're watching Devin Haney.
Just
their
arrived.
Camp has arrived in Australia for the George Kambosis rematch, which is the day after the Everest in Melbourne. October 16, so back in Australia for the rematch, Devin Haney. But this market for this Opals game tonight, here we go. It's $1.50 for China, Australia $2.55, and that tips off at 7:30 tonight, the market with tab. Give us a call, 1353 53. But running a trade business isn't all sunshine and rainbows. It's full of spreadsheets and paperwork. Boring. That's why you should use Fergus Job Management Software, the smarter way for tradies to make every job successful. Let Fergus make your life easier. Save hundreds of hours on admin, get paid faster, and make every job profitable so you can focus on all the things you started a business for. Fergus, tradie swear by it. For more information, go to fergus.com. We got Doug there. G'day, Doug.
G'day, gentlemen, Loz and the boys. Thank you very much for taking the call. Follow-up from last week, fellas. Grand final of the Disability Rugby League was held last Sunday.
How did it all go, Dougie?
Mate, poor old Souths, they're undefeated all year, Loz, to the grand final. And the traditional, I don't know, they've got opposition. The Roosters upset them 14-6. They scored in the last minute and blew it out just a little bit from 8-6, but man in the match who got the NRL gave us a game ball was given to Bryce Crane. He had a great game for the Roosters and scored two tries. So sealed the deal there. And in the third playoff, the West Tigers got up against the Newtown Jets. So we now look forward to the World Cup, boys, in 3 weeks.
When do they go away?
We leave on the 19th of October. I've been lucky enough to go over as an official.
Yep.
Field, so that should be great. We play England, Wales, and the Kiwis for a spot in the final. So we see a bit of the World Cup as well up there in Warrington and surrounds.
And I'm assuming Dougie will be the favourites.
The game started here and whatever. It's a bit overnight. We're not the favourites, Loz, but I think England might be just in front of us. So we'll see how all that goes. But it's all about for them. You know, the great experience. Competitiveness and getting away together as a group. There's 11 players from Sydney and country, yep, and 9 from Queensland. So for the first time. So yeah, it should be really good. The boys from the Titans have up in the Gold Coast Titans have 9 players coming with us.
Okay, great stuff. Well, Doug, we'll check in with the squad. As I said to you last week, we'll definitely check in before you head over there for sure. But mate, thanks so much for letting us know about that GF. Unlucky the Bunnies.
Yeah, anyway, always never. But they've won the most comps, so they're okay.
See ya.
Good on you, Doug. Thanks for the call,
always
mate.
Always tends to happen, doesn't it? You be the best team throughout the year and you get to the grand final.
Well,
you're hoping so anyway.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't have that in mind. But I just, it's amazing.
Well, how many times has it happened?
Well, it's just amazing.
I lost 3 junior grand finals.
For bringing that up.
We won every game all year and lost the game.
But you see it happen so much in bush footy or bush cricket or, you know, even at the professional level.
Day, right?
Just, it's one game.
Yeah, unreal.
See, a lot of people talk about in major sporting events that should be best of 3. I don't think that. I love that it's one day because exactly that, anything can happen. So, you know, we always used to think minor premiers was special, but the one day, that World Cup final, that grand final moment, that's when pressure is at its maximum. Yeah. I love that.
I
get a second chance.
I love seeing a final series. But
like a best of 3?
No. Final series and then get to
the GF. Two best. Yeah.
So I don't like first past the post.
Say the English Premier.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I want to. I'd like love to see a grand final. I agree.
It's only because we've been brought up with it too, I suppose. Mm. If you lived in England.
Yeah.
You'd be looking at other sports going, well, why do they have this final series?
Oh,
but I actually enjoy it because you do. It's another test altogether to be the best team all year and then to win.
How many times do you see it at the Olympics as well? People, athletes, freaks, train their backs off for 4 years. You get to that one moment, 10 seconds, 1 minute, whatever it is, it's make or break.
Yep.
All your hard work that you've trained for, if you can't handle that pressure in that moment, You can't win gold.
And it's a great reward when you do finish
through
that final series. But and it should be well rewarded if you finish on top in a comp that goes over a long extended period as well. But for me, I love the thrill and the surprises that it throws up most years finals footy.
Yeah, we've got Jason. Morning, Jason.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Outstanding, mate. How are you?
Yeah, great. Looking forward to a weekend. Hopefully we'll all have a bit of fun and a couple of sherbets.
Yeah, indeed. Probably pretty soon, actually. Who wins the GF? What's the score? Who's your Churchill medalist?
Well, I reckon it's going to be a blowout, but I do think the weather might have a bit to say in it. But I'm going Penrith 32-10, I think Kickow is going to have a blinder. He's going to be the Clive Churchill. I'm even throwing him in for first try scorer.
Fair enough.
There's been a lot of support for Kickow this morning.
It's good value too. What price was he? 21? Yeah, he's $21 to win the Churchill. Nathan Cleary, $2.75. No, good on you, Jason. Thanks for the nomination. Enjoy your weekend. And we've got Kingston. G'day, Kingston.
Hi.
How you going, mate?
Good.
Who's your team?
Penrith.
Panthers.
Or who's your favourite player, Kingston?
Toto.
Oh, he's a good player, isn't he?
Yeah.
What do you think they'll win by on the weekend?
36-12.
Oh, big win. Ooh. Are you going to the game, buddy?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
Oh, I wish you. Well, you get to watch it on TV. How good.
Who's going to be the best player on the field? The man of the match, you reckon, Kingston?
Cleary.
Cleary.
Pretty good nomination.
I reckon that's a good nomination there. And how old are you, Kingston?
Seven.
And have you always been a Penrith supporter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is mum and dad Penrith fans?
No.
No. Who do they support?
Dad, Cameron, Mum, and my brother Storm.
Wow, how come you become a Panther?
Interesting fight at home.
I don't know.
Just likes the Panthers.
Just likes them.
Favourite player. Love it.
I'll tell you what, Kingston, we'll send you a hat and a shirt or something else we might have.
A Penrith hat and a Penrith shirt?
We'll do what we can.
Oh, I love it.
In the cupboard there. So you stay on the line. You enjoy the grand final, mate.
Thanks.
Good on you, Kingston.
Kingston. Penrith 36-12, Cleary Churchill medal.
Hang on. There's a Raiders supporter, two Melbourne Storm supporters, and a Panthers supporter.
Yeah,
that's
a bit going
fire.
On.
That's fire if I've ever heard of it.
And joining us is,
new male model.
Sky Sports Radio's latest influencer, Dave Mate. Stanley. Good morning.
Yes. Morning, gentlemen. What's doing?
Buddy.
What's doing, boys?
What about the new endorsement deal, the paid partnership?
Oh, the paid partnership. No, the good fellas down at Rembrandt, Rowinga Mall. Go and see them. Jeez. Good Dragons supporters.
Close by. It's a good gig,
and,
that.
I tell you what.
You're moving up in the world.
Well, mate. Being
ambassador.
Being a bigger bloke. Being a bigger bloke. Love it's it. Always good to go and get a bit of kit, and they... if they can look, if they can kit me.
What
out.
Do they do? Suits, do they?
Yeah, suits, mate. Okay. Suits. So, I love it.
Nothing but suits.
Nothing but suits. No,
suits. They do
and
like
shirts,
they do shoes?
Jeans. No, well, I'm chasing some RMs, mate, so I'll be kicking up
you might. What's the brand? Rem who?
Rembrandt.
You might Rem conflict brand. With RMs. You mightn't be able to have the cake.
Can I ask, Dave, how long has this paid partnership been?
Well, it's first
running
a paid
up and
partnership. It's not a paid partnership. To be honest with you, they love Racing HQ, and the boys just tune in, and they said, what are you doing for the spring, and how good, and they're good Dragons supporters as well.
Right.
So you've got to stick solid. Lozzie,
mate,
you know
and Rembrandt have looked after you.
Yeah.
They're going to dress me for the spring.
Right. So every time that you're sort of walking
I'll
in and someone
Rembrandt.
Asks you what you're wearing, you're going to say,
Rembrandt.
So Dave Stanley,
100%.
What are you wearing today?
I'll be wearing the Rembrandt.
Rembrandt. That's good.
Love it. That's good on you, DS.
Well done, mate. I'm really happy for you.
I now know why you're looking so sharp.
Well, I just trying to do my best, boys. Take a leaf out of your book, see? Yeah.
So you've got the suit covered. Now what else do you need covered?
Well, he's looking for a free pair of boots.
I'm looking for your mates at Toyota, Loz.
Oh,
so I might get a Hilux or something.
Ferguson's Toyota.
Something like
deal.
That.
Hilux,
and
good
then,
choice, too.
Middo, who are you? Who's looking after you, Middo?
Zero. Just
well, surely someone out there.
Just doing my best.
Actually, you know what, Mido? Oh, you don't need looking after, mate.
Here
you're flying from all reports.
Is that here right?
We
here we go.
Well, I've just heard along the grapevine.
Who are you going for, DS, in the GF?
Parramatta. I'm going for Parramatta. I'm going for Parramatta.
You reckon they can beat them?
How about this for a same-game multi for a neutral, from a neutral point of view? Tell me if you like this, because... Look, I'd love to see Parramatta win, much like you were saying yesterday in the preview with Blocker, Middo, that, you know, the history and the fact they haven't had it for a long time. So I was trying to sort of look around and go, well, you know, I'd love the Dragons to be there, but obviously they're not there, not going to be there for a long time. So I was going to go total match points, right, considering a bit of moisture around, I was going to say between 31 and 40 points, total match points. And I was going to in regards to the race to 10. I was going to have Penrith to be the first to get to 10 points. And that was $4.20. Just a little two-legger, same-game multi. I can add more to that. I was going to throw a few, you know, to score a try at any time. But do we think it'll be a high-scoring match on Sunday night?
What did I say? 30 to 12. So it's that 42 points.
Mm. Yeah, I think it'll be high. I'm going
under 40.
Under 40.
Well, the total points are set at over 37.5 as it stands, and there's juice. Well, the over, 66% of the money's for the over.
Yeah. So I was trying to, and I could have taken that, but obviously it's a smaller price. So I was trying to sort of get a bit, you know, between 30. So total match points between 31 and 40, and then Penrith win the race to 10. So Penrith are the first ones to get the 10 points. And total match points between 31 and 40. Do you like that, boys, or do you think that's just too risky?
No, I think anything's possible in the grand final, mate. I think it's going to be a really tight game.
Yeah, okay. So you don't think it'll get to 31 to 40?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Which will be a tight game. I think it'll be under 40. I think that Penrith and Parramatta usually have tight games. And I think Parramatta for mine, I just think the timing is right for them. They've lost a couple of grand finals, 36 years. I think the wave of emotion will be there. Their want and desire and their hunger for success might outweigh a champion team in Penrith.
I've just had a little change. How does this sound, boys? So total match points between 31 and 40, right? So we're sticking with that. But then the second half is the highest scoring half of the match.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Well, that's $5. Mm. So I'm actually getting more for that. So that's just 31 to 4. And that's just, I'm just trying to find a neutral bet where I'm not so much cheering one particular team. I'm just cheering it for it to be a good game and obviously be what you boys have been talking about all week. Are you pumped for the Epsom and Metropolitan tomorrow?
Can't wait. One of my favourite days.
It is. It's a cracking. It's just the best weekend. The Harbour City comes alive. So looking forward to the punters panel, boys. We've got Simon Lenopoulos, Dean Watling, Luke Marlowe and Glenn Munsey. We'll jump into that very, very soon.
Apparently Munsey's on fire.
He is on fire. He's tipping up a storm. Any other plans for the weekend, boys? Anything away from the races and the footy?
Nah, most of it pretty much involves that.
Yeah, most of it involves that. Yeah.
Boys, I'm off to the bull riding tomorrow night. At out west, out Camden way.
Oh, how good!
So I'm off to the PBR. So I'm big weekend. So I mightn't turn up on Tuesday, or I'll probably be pretty dusty. I reckon Tuesday because I'll just keep it rolling. I'll be croaky. Don't worry about that.